I've only ever had this experience one-on-one in Slovenia, performance-wise. I never did anything like this before when I was in England. That's the first thing. So in a way, also within the Slovenian audience, there were many different reactions between the types of people that saw. If I'm referring to my one-on-one scene in the first part of the performance, people who are either performers or frequent
theater
goers, that's the word. They entered the dialogue between audience and viewer much more easily than, say, people that weren't so used to. Or also the fact that when people came, they weren't expecting one-on-one communication, so that was already a surprise, which put them in a particular position. There was quite large differences in some ways. Some people in my scene sat and just watched and didn't react or enter so much. They didn't seem to have been affected so much or something, or they were holding themselves in a particular way. Some people had moments where they didn't watch at all because maybe they felt uncomfortable or something, because it was very direct eye contact that I was dealing with. Others were very, very engaged. They were watching and smiling, laughing a lot. And then there was this large difference between men and women. The men reacted less than the women. But this was something me and Katia also had this experience of with her scene. She had kind of better reactions or more engaged, more people went with her more if they were male than if they were female in general. And others, when there wasn't a reaction, it was like it was hard to actually do what I was doing because there was nothing to rebound. Because with the audience, you always have this toing and froing of the energy, you know.